6.1. 1. Carlos.
Why do you have problems sleeping?
Well, I'm Mexican, but I moved to New York a few years ago when I married an American woman. I've been living here for 3 years now. I have a lot of problems falling asleep at night because our bedroom just isn't dark enough. I can't get used to sleeping in a bedroom where there's light coming in from the streetlights outside. In Mexico, I always used to sleep in complete darkness because my bedroom window had blinds. And when I went to bed, I used to close the blinds completely. But here in New York, our bedroom window just has curtains, and curtains don't block out the light enough. It takes me a long time to fall asleep at night, and I always wake up more often than I used to do in Mexico.
So why don't you just get thicker curtains?
Because my wife doesn't like sleeping in a completely dark room. She says that she feels claustrophobic if the room is too dark.
Ah, yes. Some people do feel like that.
2. Mark.
Why do you have problems sleeping?
Well, I'm a police officer, so I have to do shift work, which means I work at night every other week. So I start work at 10 o'clock at night and finish at 6 o'clock in the morning the following day. The main problem is that my body's used to sleeping at night, not during the day. So it's really hard to get used to being awake all night and trying to work and concentrate when your body is just telling you to go to bed.
But isn't it something you eventually get used to?
Actually, no, because I work during the day for 1 week, and then the next week I work at night, which means that just when my body has gotten used to being awake at night, then I go back to working in the day, and then, of course, I can't get to sleep at night because my body thinks it's going to have to work all night. The other problem is that when I get home after working a night shift, everyone else is just starting to wake up, so that means that it can be really noisy. The neighbors play the radio and bang doors and shout to wake their children up, so even though I'm really tired, it's just really hard to get to sleep.
How many hours do you usually sleep?
Before I became a police officer, I used to sleep about 8 or 9 hours a night. But I think now, I probably don't sleep more than 6 hours.
3. Steph.
Why do you have problems sleeping?
I have a lot of problems sleeping because of jet lag. I have to travel a lot in my job, and I take a lot of long-haul flights. I fly to New York quite often, and I arrive maybe at 6 in the evening, my time, but when it's only 1 o'clock in the afternoon in New York. So at 5 in the afternoon New York time, I'll be feeling tired and ready for bed because it's my bedtime. But I can't go to sleep because I'm probably still working or having dinner with my American colleagues. Then when I do finally get to bed at, say, midnight, I find that I wake up in the middle of the night because my body thinks that it's morning because it's still working on UK time.
And can you get back to sleep when you wake up?
No, that's the problem. I can't get back to sleep. And then the next day, when I have meetings, I feel really sleepy. It's very hard to stay awake all day. And just when I'm finally used to being on New York time, then it's time to fly back to the UK. And flying west to east is even worse.
Oh, why's that?
Because when I get off the plane, it's early morning in the UK. But for me, on New York time, it's the middle of the night. It takes me 4 or 5 days to recover from one of those trips.
Wow, that must be really difficult for you.
Yeah, it is.